Hey guys, thanks for joining us on Real Faith Radio, presented by Praise Chapel Las Vegas. Subscribe to us on Apple and Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Spotify to get notified when new episodes are available to download or stream. You can also follow us on social media at PC Las Vegas and visit our website, praisechapellasvegas.com, to find out more about us and give online. Thanks again for joining and enjoy today's message.
Amen. Glad to see all you folks here and folks who I haven't seen for a while. Amen. God bless you guys. Amen. May the Lord just bless you today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to minister on the power of the resurrection. Power of the resurrection. Amen. Today represents that the stone was rolled away, prophecy was being fulfilled, and there's power in the resurrection. Can somebody say amen? Somebody say, he got up. Hallelujah. Jesus said, in 3 days, I'll be back. Come on. Arnold the Terminator stole that line from Jesus. Amen. When he says, I'll be back. Come on. He is the originator of that statement. Amen. But back in John chapter 2, amen, and I'm going to read that. I'm kind of just skipping through here, guys, just to save some time here. But back in John chapter 2, we see that the Jewish leaders were demanding Jesus to answer the question, what are you doing? Who do you think you are? Come on, you see, they considered Jesus as a rebel who came against the Roman government. And then Jesus told them, or they told Jesus, amen, if God has given you authority to do what you're doing, then show us a sign and prove it. Amen. I mean, it got all the other Jewish leaders saying, yeah, come on, prove you're who you are. In John chapter 2, 19, it says this. Jesus says, all right, he replied, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up. Amen. The Jewish leaders said, what? Somebody say, what? And they told Jesus, it took 46 years to build this temple, and you're going to rebuild it in 3 days? Come on, this guy has to be nuts. The Jews thought he was talking about the actual temple. Come on, the temple that was built over 500 years ago. But in John chapter 2, 21, but when Jesus said this temple, he meant his own body. Come on, somebody shout, he got up.
He got up.
Jesus was talking about the power of the resurrection. Jesus wasn't talking about the temple made of stones, amen. He was talking about his actual body, but the listeners didn't realize it. How many know that Jesus is greater than the temple made of stones?
Amen.
Come on. Matthew chapter 12, 6 says this, I tell you, there is one here who is greater than the temple. Jesus' prediction would raise up, that he would raise up the temple in 3 days would become the biggest, strongest proof to be the claims to be God and through the power of the resurrection. See, Jesus was crucified on Friday that we just saw. We see that he was crucified, amen. Jesus had to die. I said he had to die. Come on. He had to shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins, amen, but also in order to display the power of the resurrection. Listen, we too, say I. We too must die in order for the power of the resurrection to dwell inside of us. Come on, we must crucify this flesh daily. Daily, church. Come on, we must die to ourselves, amen, in order for to display the power of the resurrection within our own lives. Philippians 1:21 says, For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, then it will raise you and I on the day of resurrection. Amen. Come on. Because there's power. Somebody say power.
Power.
Power in the resurrection, church. Come on, for that power to be displayed Jesus how to die. He told them, destroy this temple. Come on, they didn't even realize that they would be part of him proving himself, amen, when they killed him. And he says, in 3 days, I'll show you the power of the resurrection. Come on, they ended up handing Jesus over to Pilate, accusing Jesus as a rebel, the one that was leading against the government. Come on, but Pilate finds nothing that deserves death. In John chapter 18, 39 to 40, it says this, but you have a custom of asking me to release one prisoner each year at the Passover. Would you like me to release this, the King of Jews? But they shouted back, no, not this man. We want Barabbas. In Luke chapter 23, 18, it says, then a mighty roar rose from the crowd, and with one voice they shouted, kill him, speaking of Jesus, and release Barabbas unto us. Jesus was tried 6 times, guys, both by the Jewish and Roman authorities, but no one can find fault in Jesus. But just like Pilate, Herod, and other religious leaders, many still today refuse to acknowledge Jesus as Lord. Come on. But Jesus told him, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I'll give you proof through the power of the resurrection of who I am. But who is Barabbas? Come on. Barabbas was part of a rebellion against the Roman government. Barabbas was a murderer, a thief. Come on. And he was a hero to some Jews. How ironic that Barabbas, who was released, was guilty of the very crime that Jesus was accused of. But Barabbas was found guilty. Jesus was not. Yet Jesus died in his place and set this man free. Come on. Listen, church. We are sinners and criminals. Come on, somebody. Come on, if you're a criminal, stand up. No, I'm just playing. We're all X, hopefully. Amen. But we all fall short. We are criminals. We are thieves. We are swindlers. And we have done things against the body. We have broken the law of God. Amen. We have broken the law of the city. Amen. Whatever it is. Amen. Listen, we too are Barabbases. Amen. Yes. Amen. And like Barabbas, we deserve to die. Come on. And Jesus, you got to understand, he came and he took the place. Amen. He took our place. Somebody say my place. Come on. And he died for your sins. Amen. Why? To set you free. Just like he did with Barabbas. Amen. Come on. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Come on. We know that Jesus was whipped. He was mocked. And he was eventually crucified. In John chapter 19, 30, it says this. Jesus said, it is finished. And then he bowed his head and released his spirit. Sin, church, is the thing that separates us from God. When we start to do the things that are against God or do things in our own way, that any type of sin, break the law, it brings a separation between you and I. Come on. Only through the sacrifice of an animal or a substitute could people be forgiven and clean before God. But since we all fall short, amen, and we all sin at times. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Back then, it was required. Sacrifice was required frequently because of that. But Jesus, however, became the final and ultimate sacrifice for our sins. It is finished means this. Debt has been fully paid. Sentence has been fully served. And battle has been fully won. Amen. Come on, somebody. Come on. Somebody say, my debt's paid. Come on. Sentence is fully served. Come on. The battle has been fully won, church. When he said it was finished, it was finished. Come on. You cannot add any more to the gospel or take away from the gospel. Come on. It is finished. What Jesus did on that cross was it. It was enough. Come on. Now, we don't need to add anything to the religious world of how to get to heaven. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It is finished. He paid off your debt. He served your sentence. Come on, somebody. And he won your battle. Come on. Jesus came to finish God's work of salvation and to pay the full penalty for our sins. In John chapter 4:34, it says this. Then Jesus explained, my nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work. John chapter 17:4 says, I brought glory to you here on earth by completing the work that you gave me to do. With his death, church, the sacrifices of the past ended. Jesus was the final sacrifice for you and I, and he took all, somebody say all our sins upon himself. Amen. Like I said, sin is what separates us from God. So when the time came when he said, why have you forsaken me? Remember? Come on, it's because he took on the sins of the world. He took your sins, my sins, and with that, God could not look upon him. He had to turn for the moment as he took on our sins. Now we can freely approach God because of what Jesus has done. Amen. On that cross. Amen. Those who believe, we got any believers in the house? Come on. Right, come on. Those who believe in Jesus' death, amen, and resurrection can live eternally with God and escape the penalty that comes from sin. Come on, isn't that great news? Amen. Come on, that your debt is paid, your sin is served, amen. Come on, he has paid that price, and now you and I, because of that, we can live with him eternally. Amen. He has made a way because of the power of the resurrection. Friday, Jesus died. I said, Friday, Jesus died, but Sunday is here. I said, Sunday is here. Come on, church. Come on, Friday was a sad day. Friday was a day that he died for us, amen. But Saturday night, amen, he was in hell, and he was whipping on the devil, amen, taking back the keys to hell, death, and the grave. Come on, somebody. Come on, there's an old song, amen, right? I used to sing, amen, he got up, right? Hell called a party on a Friday night. Thought it was all over and done, but Satan failed to realize that the battle just begun. Amen. And on the third day, Jesus told the angels to tell that Jesus is alive and he's well. Amen. He is well today, church. Sunday is here. Amen. I said Sunday is here. Come on. Amen. Don't be the Friday Christian. Don't stay stuck on Friday, church. Amen. We live on Sunday. Amen. Sunday is here, church. In Luke chapter 24, 1-7, it says this. But the very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices that they prepared, as our children demonstrated beautifully. And they found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. Somebody say, the stone. Has rolled away. And so they went in, but they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And as they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes, and the women were terrified, and they bowed their faces to the ground. And then the man asked, why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Come on, someone shout, he got up. Oh, come on. Someone shout, he got up. See, the women brought spices to the tomb. This is a sign of love and respect. Come on. It's like someone taking flowers to a loved one at a grave site. The women went home and kept the Sabbath that was required. So from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday, now it's Sunday morning. And the two angels asked the women, why are you looking in a tomb for someone who's alive? Come on, tell somebody, God's not dead. Tell me, surely alive. Come on. Have you ever been in a church that seems dead? Come on. Come on. Come on. You ever been in one of those churches that seemed like you're at a memorial service? Come on. Instead of a celebration? Come on, somebody. There are churches still today as you go in and it feels like a funeral. But us, come on, this is the resurrection church. Come on. That's why we call our service Celebration Sunday. Come on, we're not coming here mourning that Christ is dead. No, God is alive. God is well, church. That's why we come to celebrate. That's why we come to sing. That's why we come to do what we do. Amen. It's Sunday. Yeah. But some of us are living on Friday. Come on, it's Sunday. Aren't you glad you're here on Sunday? Amen. Come on, he gave his life to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Come on. God's not dead. He's surely alive. Come on. He's roaring like a lion. Just to remember my sister Rita. She'd be going, roaring. Roaring like a lion. She loved that song. Come on. That's why we come to church, is to celebrate. We should have some smiles on our face. Yet we walk in with frowns. Come on. Your God's not dead. He's alive and he's well, church. We serve a risen king, not a dead king, church. You got to understand the God that we serve, church. That's why we celebrate. He's alive because there's power in the resurrection. Come on, somebody say amen. Come on. From the dead, amen. Come on. Jesus resurrected from the dead is the central fact of Christian history. On it, the church was built upon it. Without it, there will be no Christian church today. Jesus' resurrection is very unique. No other can claim that. Come on, other religions are dead, amen. No one died for your sins and resurrected. Buddha, still dead. Muhammad, still dead. Joseph Smith, dead. Only Jesus resurrected from the dead. Hallelujah. Every other religion is dead. Listen, church, if they're not preaching Jesus, it's dead. Amen. If they're not preaching the power of the resurrection, it's dead. Come on, get out of that church and get into a church that believes that Christ came and he died for us and he rose again on that third day. Amen. Jesus is alive. Woo. Come on, because he's alive, amen, I can smile today. Because he's alive, I can face my tomorrows. Because he's alive, I know that one day I'm going to meet him up in the air. Hallelujah. Are you ready for that? Come on. One day, somebody say, one day, we're going to see him face to face. The one that died on the cross for us. The one that these nails were driven through. The one that they put this thorn of spikes on his head, amen. The one that they laid on that cross for you, and the one that shed his blood for you. One day we're going to see him face to face. Come on, he isn't dead. He's alive. I said he isn't dead. He's alive. Let me tell you, he's alive in your circumstances today. He's alive in your situations. He's alive, amen, in your marriages. He's alive in your finances. He's alive in your sickness. He's alive in anything that you're going through because he nailed it to the cross, amen. So as Christians, amen, we shouldn't be living on Friday saying, where is God? You're looking for God in dead places. He is alive and well, church. And you need to rise up and say, God, you're going to take care of my marriage. You're going to take care of my finances. You're going to take care of my children. You're going to take care of me. He's alive. Thank you, baby, for standing up for me. If you know he's alive, stand up. Come on. He's alive, church. That's why we can stand. He's alive, because sometimes, you know what? It takes faith. I said it takes faith. Come on. It takes faith to stand up and say things, because, you know, we love Jesus and we want Jesus, amen, but yet we're just waiting for him. And he says, if you believe me, you've got to have some action. You need to stand up. You need to believe in your circumstances. But yet we sit on our Fridays, amen. And God's saying, stand up for your Sundays, amen. Stand up for the resurrection. Stand up and believe what I'm telling you. So it's going to take some discomfort. Like I told you, set up. Some of you guys are going like, oh, man. You know, I was comfortable. That's the problem with Christianity today. People get too comfortable. And they forget about the power of the resurrection. They get too comfortable that God can't stir, can't fix their problems no more. They get too comfortable and they start to fall on Friday again in dead situations and looking for God in dead places. That's the problem. You're looking them in dead places instead of a place that's alive. That's why if you're in a church that's dead and it feels like a memorial service, you need to get out of that church and say, you know what? I need to go to a church that's on fire, that believes in the risen God. Amen. And sometimes you're going to have to stand up and you're going to have to get uncomfortable. Amen. To find your Jesus. Now you guys are going to stand for the rest of the service. No, I'm just playing. Go ahead and sit down. Philippians chapter 3, 11 to 10 says this, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Listen, following Jesus includes suffering. Amen. Come on, this is not a skip in the park. This is not a pass to Disneyland, amen. This is, you know what? I'm going to suffer with Christ. Amen. Come on. And fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, if by any means that I may attain the resurrection from the dead. If a church, like I said, does not speak Christ and the power of the resurrection, that church is dead. Listen, church, only Christianity has a God who became human and literally died for his people. He was raised again in power and glory and authority to rule his church forever. Come on, Hebrews chapter 9, 14 says this, for by the power of the eternal spirit, Christ offered himself to God as the perfect sacrifice for our sins. The resurrection, church, is important. We cannot celebrate this day without the resurrection. Amen. We cannot celebrate why you and I are here without the resurrection. We can't just stop at the sacrifice. We cannot just stop at the cross. We cannot just stop even at the blood. We have to stop at the resurrection. Because without the resurrection, all of us, somebody say me, all of us will still be lost and bound. Come on, Jesus would just be a man who was beaten and crucified without the resurrection. But Jesus was raised from the dead, and the angels of the Lord told the women that went to the tomb in Luke 24, why are you looking among the dead for someone who's alive? Come on, he isn't here. He got up. Come on, our world now has redemption, not disaster. Come on, God has given us hope. Somebody say hope. Come on, he's giving us a way out, amen, that wherever you're at is not the end of the road for you because of Jesus. Look what it says in Matthew chapter 16, 21. From then on, Jesus began to tell his disciples plainly that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem and that he suffer many terrible things at the hands of the elders and the leading priests and the teachers of the religious laws, that he would be killed, But on the third day, he would rise from the dead. Listen, because of the power of the resurrection, God's mighty power is at work destroying sin today, creating new lives and preparing you and I for his second coming. Because of the power of the resurrection, church, we know that death has been conquered, amen. And we too will be raised from the dead to be alive forever with Christ, amen. Because Christ, like I said, has taken the keys to hell, death, and the grave, church. The power of the resurrection has given the church this message to proclaim to the world that Jesus is alive and well, and he has been raised from the dead. That is the gospel there, church. Come on. There has to be the note of the resurrection that he raised from the dead. The power of the resurrection helps us find meaning even through great tragedy, amen, that no matter what happens to us as we walk with the Lord, the resurrection gives us hope for our future. Amen. Sometimes your future or where you're at right now or your future doesn't look that good. You got to look at the resurrection, church. Come on, you're still living in Friday. And if you live in Friday, you'll serve a dead religion. You'll serve a God that has no power. See, I live in Sunday, church. I live in a risen Lord that comes and gives us power and authority. Amen. I have hope in Jesus. Come on, you got to have hope in Jesus. But if you don't have no hope, then you're looking at a wrong Jesus. Come on, my Jesus is victorious. Amen. My Jesus is a conqueror. Hallelujah. Just like the little boy, he has hair. Hallelujah. I was laughing so much. I don't know if I want long hair now. Come on. I did. My wife said, oh no. Church. Look at the right Jesus. Serve the right one. Go to the right church. Don't go to the Friday church that's dead. Go to the Sunday church that's alive. That's where you'll find Jesus. See, if we can get out of our circumstances. Let me tell you, your circumstances, your situations, your the things that you're going through right now, if you believe in the power of the resurrection, then you have hope. You'll have hope that, you know what? We're going through a rough time, babe, but we're going to make it. Why? Because there's power in the resurrection. Come on, Christ didn't just die on the cross for nothing. He died not only for my sins, but he died to give me hope. Come on, that's what he died for you, is to give us hope. Something that we can look forward to. That's why Paul says, you know, one thing I do is forget what's behind me and I keep my eyes on what's ahead of me. I keep my eyes on who? Jesus. Come on, we got to keep our eyes on Jesus, but you got to keep your eyes on the right Jesus. The one that's alive, well, powerful. The one that said, I'll be back. He's coming back again, church. Amen. But he's coming with authority. Yep. Come on, he's coming riding on a white horse. He's coming powerful, church, to pick up his church. Come on, there's power in the resurrection. Come on, the power of the resurrection assures us that Christ is alive and ruling his kingdom. Listen, Jesus is not just a legend. He is alive and he's real. Amen. Come on, tell your neighbor, he's the real deal. He's the real deal. Come on. Everybody else, there was good things. These people presented a gospel of theirs that had good morals and some things and stuff like that. But those religion didn't have a God that died for you. Well, our faith is a God that sent his son Jesus to die for us. Not only die, but resurrect. And that's the power of the resurrection. Everyone else is dead. Everyone else did not raise. No one died for you but Jesus. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
God's power that brought Jesus back from the dead is available to us, and we can live for him in this evil world because of Jesus. We can get through this, church. Tell your neighbor, you're going to make it. Just have Jesus with you. Serve the right Jesus. Come on. I'm going to close today. See, I'm going to close. I cut it down a little bit to allow my first close, yeah. We're going to still be out of here like in an hour, so don't. No. See, we can look around here. Look around right now. Look around. And all of us here are sitting down. We say we're Christians, right? But we all look different, right? It's all right? We all look different. I mean, I can have one view of politics and you can have another view of politics. Come on, we can look at things differently, right? And still be Christians, right? Come on. Come on. Stand up, my brother. I don't mean picking on you. Come on. He looks different than me, right? No? We're brothers. Maybe I picked the wrong brother. No. But if you look around, we're different. And that's okay. Some of us, we raise our kids a little differently. We may not agree. We may not walk hand in hand on certain things. But let me tell you something, church. How we look at things, what you do with politics, who you vote for. Amen. We're not here for that. The one thing that we need to be united in, the one thing that we need to be united in, and what it inspires all of us to be true Christians, that Jesus Christ was beaten, that he died on the cross, that he shed his blood, and that he rose from the grave. If you believe that, we can hang out. Come on. That's what unites us together. So the way you view things in politics or what you do, amen, may be different than me, but we better believe this fact right here. We have to stand in this, you know, all this. We may look different, we may walk different, but if we believe this, this is what unifies us as believers of Christ, amen. This is what it says in 1 Corinthians 15, 3-7. And it says, I pass on to you what was most important, and what I also pass has been passed on to me. Christ, somebody say Christ.
Christ
died for our sins, just as the scripture said. He was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scripture said. It was seen by Peter. He was seen by Peter and then by the 12. And after that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time. Most who are still alive, and though some may have died. He was seen by James and later by all the apostles. That is the power of the resurrection. Jesus is alive and Jesus is well because he got up. Don't look among the dead for someone who's alive, church. When you encounter Jesus personally, you will find and you'll be able to accept the fact of the power of the resurrection. It's when you have that encounter with Christ, then you'll understand what I'm speaking about today. You'll understand the power of the resurrection because something inside of you will stand up. Come on. You come in dead. You come in hopeless. But if you give your life to Jesus and you start to encounter that power of the resurrection, something starts to rise inside of you. Amen. Come on, something starts to rise inside of you. You came hopeless, but if you believe, you can leave hopeful through the power of the resurrection. Church, let's serve the Jesus that's alive. And watch how he turns your life around. Watch what he does inside of you. When you start to believe that very fact, that you know what, there's power in the resurrection. You know, if this was dead, I wouldn't be staying here. I'll go find something else that has something, but I already found the truth. And the truth has set me free. And when you encounter that truth, amen, you walk in the power and authority that he's given all of us to do. Come on, we can cast out demons, church. Come on, we can do things. Jesus says greater things that you would do than I did. Come on. And if we can be Jesus in this city, If you can be Jesus in your neighborhood, if you can be Jesus in your workplace, if you can be Jesus at another state, guess what? We're Jesus all over the world doing miracles of God, and we can reach this world for Jesus Christ, church. Amen. Come on, be the Jesus that's alive and well inside. It starts with you. Somebody say, it starts with me.
Starts with me.
It starts with you. Let him come in. Let him live and watch him demonstrate his power inside of you. Amen? Hallelujah. Why don't we all stand up? My stomach just growled.